It's Wednesday, July 19th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, Nigerian police reported that a 10-year-old Nigerian boy was forced by Muslim terrorists to wear a suicide bomb, which killed him and injured his 8-year-old brother. The Worldview spoke to Pastor Anikin Ekpo in Nigeria and asked him if these attacks on innocent Nigerians are still frequent. He said that things seem to have gotten worse since the election of Muslim President Muhammadu Buhari.
When the other government came down, the Boko Haram think that their brother has now taken over. In fact, some of the rumors we hear is that the present government is supporting Boko Haram.
Pastor Ekpo said the ongoing persecution and chaos has given him the opportunity to challenge the body of Christ to have a strong faith in God.
Now, I always show to my people, what happens if you are like your brothers in the north, that as we are worshiping, Boko Haram come and surround the church and say, deny Christ or we kill you, what would it be? So that challenged them to make sure their faith is not just a sentimental thing.
To learn more about how God is using the Christians there in Nigeria to preach the gospel, you can visit Pastor Ekpo's website at reformedtabernacle.org. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the annual Conference of Christians United for Israel on Monday that Christian evangelicals were Israel's best friends in the world. In addition, Vice President Mike Pence told the same audience that God had a hand in creating the State of Israel and promised that Trump's administration would make good on its promise to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. After the Republicans failed to muster a majority of votes in the Senate to repeal and replace Obamacare, President Donald Trump is now urging the GOP to repeal Obamacare and replace it later. However, built into the repeal would be a 2-year delay before it was actually repealed. Presumably, an actual repeal in real time might be a political death wish. Starting this fall, Florida public school students will be officially free to refer to religion in their schoolwork, pray without interference, and wear religious symbols without fear of punishment, thanks to a new religious liberties law, reports the Christian Post. The law passed in response to an incident 3 years ago at a Broward County, Florida elementary school, where a teacher told a student he could not read his Bible during free reading time and forced the child to put the Bible away. Jerry Coyne, an evolutionary biologist, dropped a figurative bomb in his blog. He wrote, quote, "If you are allowed to abort a fetus that has a severe genetic defect, microcephaly, spina bifida, or so on, then why aren't you able to euthanize that same fetus just after it's born? I see no substantive difference that would make the former act moral and the latter immoral," unquote. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." David and Jason Benham, the conservative Christian real estate twin entrepreneurs, almost promised HGTV that they would keep quiet about their Christian beliefs on political issues in an attempt to save their now-canceled reality TV show, reports the Christian Post. Jason said, quote, "We discovered that boldness apart from brokenness makes a bully. We got down and repented of our man-pleasing spirit. God had to break us first. We had no idea that he was putting us in a position where we had to be bold for a watching world. What he had to do was break us and show us that the secret to courage is first recognizing your inner coward and then allowing the Holy Spirit to unleash your inner lion," unquote. And David Benham said that pastors and politicians today who are afraid to take a stance on hot-button political issues are forgetting the words of Matthew 5:11, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely accuse you." 101-year-old Julia Hurricane Hawkins just broke a world record in the 100-meter dash on Saturday in Birmingham, Alabama. She told the Washington Post last month, quote, "I'm always outside, and the phone always rings, and I come running in. That's how I knew I could run," unquote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, July 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.